Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I came across a new word the other day, and so we're going to start off the show with a vocabulary lesson. The word for today is cruciverbalist. A cruciverbalist is someone who writes or is an aficionado of crossword puzzles. The crossword puzzle was invented on December 21, 1913, by Arthur Wynne of Liverpool, England, who called it Word Cross. The Sunday Times published the first newspaper crossword puzzle on January 11, 1925, and Simon & Schuster published the first book of crossword puzzles. There are lots of legendary Ivy League sports rivalry stories, but in 1925, Yale beat Harvard in a crossword tournament. Buckingham Palace has made it known that Queen Mary was a crossword fan, and there are about 40 million cruciverbalists in the U.S. I don't know if any of these will be of any help when you're working your next crossword puzzle, but here we've got some songs about words. Here's Bernie Cummins and his orchestra.
Thank you. started walking out together. We started talking about the weather. One little word led to another. I knew right away what I'd like to say to you. And then we talked a little longer. And all the while my love grew stronger. One little word led to another. The light in my eyes was putting you wise, I knew. We kept saying the same thing over, but every time it sounded new. I kept thinking what you'd be thinking if I should steal a kiss or two. And then we walked beneath the moonlight. And while we talked beneath the moonlight, one little word led to another. And what could I do but say I'm in love with you?
Recording for the Crown label on October 1st, 1932, Charlie Palloy and his orchestra, and One Little Word Led to Another. Charlie Palloy's entire recording career spanned less than 2 years and was all on the Crown label, except for one vocal recorded on Columbia with the Meyer Davis Orchestra. Crown records were marketed through F.W. Woolworth, and using studio arrangers and house bands, they could be sold for just 25 cents, about a third the price of the major labels. And we started off with Words, Bernie Cummins and his orchestra, from a Jeanette recording made in Richmond, Indiana on September 19, 1924. Bernard Joseph Cummins was born in Akron, Ohio on March 14, 1900. He intended to become a professional dancer, but a football injury prevented that, so he turned to music and took up the drums. In 1923, Bernie had moved to Cincinnati and opened with his own band at the Toadstool Inn, where they came to the attention of Jeanette. Here are a couple more loquacious songs for this crossword set. The Boswell sisters must be having trouble completing their crossword puzzle because they can't write the words.
A Spanish castle, it smacks of real love. A Spanish castle, I've got a rhyme for a Spanish castle.
Grass will grow around the castle, stars above you. Ba-da-da-dum, dear, I love you. Oh, with you on my mind, I find I can't write the words.
Well, most crosswords have more than three words in them, but that was Three Little Words, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. And before that, the Boswell sisters, Martha, Connie, and Vette, backed by the New Yorkers, and I Can't Write the Words, recorded in New York on August 17, 1931, and featuring Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, the violin of Joe Venuti, and Eddie Lang's guitar. We'll be back to do a little wishful thinking right after this. Thanks to what must be a massive and very powerful antenna and a clear line of sight to Avalon, listener Fred is able to pick up KISL all the way out in La Crescenta. Fred wrote in requesting If I Had a Girl Like You by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders. Well, if I had a girl like you by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders, I would certainly play it. Unfortunately, I don't. I'll keep trying to track down a copy of it, but in the meantime, I can grant half of Fred's request. I do have a recording of If I Had a Girl Like You, but it's by Rudy Valley. It was also recorded by Hal Kemp in 1930, by Annette Hanshaw on June 6, 1930 in New York for the Harmony label, and by Phil Spitalny and his music on a Hit of the Week record. George Formby also sang the song in his 1943 film Bell Bottom George. Here's a set of wishful thinking songs, starting off with Rudy Valley.
Thank you. I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Smile, I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could change the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Thank you. didn't have you, I'd always be lonesome. If I didn't have you, I'd always be blue. You came along like a beautiful song, and everything is right that used to be wrong. All the troubles I've had from day to day have turned to bubbles and have floated away. I'd be a failure with nothing to do. So blue, sweetheart, if I didn't have you.
Some Wishful Thinking, starting off way back there with Rudy Valley in 1930 and If I Had You. Then Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders with an unidentified vocalist and If I Had a Talking Picture of You, written by Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson from November 23, 1929. Al Boley sang If I Had You with Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band. And finally, Albert Bruni's apparently got his wish to have whoever you was and was now wondering about If I Didn't Have You. Albert Bruni's and his Halfway House Orchestra. The Halfway House was a supper club located at City Park Avenue and Pontchartrain Boulevard, halfway between New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, hence the name. Bruni's directed the house band between 1919 and 1928. If I Didn't Have You was recorded by Columbia on December 17, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. If you have a request for a particular song, artist, or topic, please let me know. I hope I'll be able to do better than with Fred's request. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. Area code 909-641-0805. I hope to hear from you. We'll be back to find out what's in the air right after this. Last week, October 2nd in 1937, 26-year-old Ronald Reagan made his acting debut in Warner Brothers' Love is in the Air. Well, love is in the air again. Here's Henry Hall and his BBC Dance Orchestra.
Now I don't know if I am on my head or on my heels. I don't know what this feeling is, but gosh, how good it feels. Was I struck by the moon? Were there stars up above? Am I talking too soon? Can this be love? Someone came and found me, put his arms around me, sang a happy love refrain. Anything can happen, love is in the air again. If he's in condition and he's got ambition, tell me why should I complain? Anything can happen, love is in the air again. He's just a treasure, it's a pleasure when he's holding me tight. This baby's got me walking on air. Oh, Mother, tell me, Mother, am I doing what's right? Am I here? Am I there? What the heck do I care? Talking of the future, what about the future? Let me hasten to explain. Anything can happen, love is in the air again. What about the future? Let me hasten to explain. Anything can happen. Love is in the air again.
Devotion, love never touched my heart. I knew nothing of the thrill in store. I never dared to show my emotion. Now I'm about to start. Funny, I have never felt this way before. That warns me to beware tonight. There's something in the air. There's music in the breeze. I never saw the stars so bright. There's something in the air. Though I find there's danger in your eyes, the thrill is new. I've been blind, but now I realize what love can do. I feel it everywhere. So whisper, you'll be mine tonight. There's something in the air. But now I realize what love can do. I feel it everywhere. So whisper, you'll be mine tonight. There's something in the air.
Is there anybody near us? Well, can anybody hear us?
No.
For I've got something important Ba-ba-ba-bo. To who say, oh, skiddy-way, skiddy-dad, skiddy-doo. Tripe and trotters and cow heels too. Do I seem a little loony?
Well.
Well, I am a little loony.
You've said it.
For I've not been feeling myself all day. It's in the air. This funny feeling everywhere that makes me sing without a care today. As I go on my way, it's in the air. It's in the air. There's great excitement here and there. The sun is shining everywhere, and spring makes everybody sing. It's in the air. Zoom, 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 high and low. Zoom, 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 here we go. It's in the air. I feel so smart and debonair. And I must warn each lady fair, beware, look out and have a care, it's in the air.
George Formby from July 17, 1938, and It's in the Air from the film It's in the Air, in which Formby plays George Brown, who ends up impersonating his sister's Royal Air Force boyfriend in order to try to get an important message to him. And before that, the glorifier of American song, Ruth Etting, and There's Something in the Air on a Decca record from December 12, 1936. There's Something in the Air is from the film Banjo on My Knee with Barbara Stanwyck, Joel McRae, Walter Brennan, and Buddy Ebsen, a comedy romance in which Ernie Holly, played by McRae, runs away on his wedding night because he thinks he's killed a wedding guest. His father Newt and bride Pearl find him in New Orleans and persuade him to come home. And we started off with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra with Kitty Masters performing vocally on Love Is in the Air Again. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon, each and every Sunday evening at 6. Last week, on October 3rd in 1872, Emily Price was born. You know her better as Emily Post, the authority on etiquette. Emily Post was born in Baltimore, Maryland. Her father was a wealthy New York architect, and her writing career began not with etiquette books, but society fiction and essays. She wrote her classic Etiquette, The Blue Book of Social Usage, in 1922. There followed 10 editions of the book, as well as a syndicated radio show and newspaper column. I just love this next record, and you hear a reference to it in each and every edition of the show. Here's Bob Pierce.
I'm the guy that wrote that book on etiquette. I know just how all your victuals should be et. I've writ this little book about mistakes I've often saw, so take them down and don't forget that what I say is law. First, always leave your spoon up in your coffee. And then starting with your soup, first sound your A like this. Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife, and be sure and tuck the napkin in so it will stay. And always put both elbows on the table. Well, many other pointers I could mention. Always gesture with your fork, and Friday means it's fish or pork. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now, the second one is regarding tea. When your tea is hot, just use your saucer. Never ask for anything that you can safely reach. Read Rule 82, you'll understand. Just wipe your plate with bread when you have finished. And many other pointers I might mention, but... grab your glass so it won't drop, and always finish when you stop. I thank you for your very kind attention. Now always mix your beans with your potatoes. This just does one thing, and that's make eating with your knife a cinch. When somebody asks for bread, just grab all that you can get in your hand and then deal them out like you were dealing flinch. Always take two toothpicks. You might break one. Many other pointers I might mention. And put your gum beneath your plate and eat so fast you won't be late. Thank you for your very kind attention. Now, wear your earmuffs eating watermelon. Tiddlywinks are always proper with the seeds. And be sure and always cut a pickle so the halves fly off your plate, and use your spoon when eating dandelion weeds. Then when you're eating grapefruit, be sure and wear your goggles. Oh dear, many other pointers I could mention, finger bowls are set close by in event your glass runs dry. I do thank you for your very kind attention. And just one more, and that is never to cut spaghetti up in pieces. Just eat it like a chicken eating worms. And when you're eating cake, be sure and eat the frosting first. Watch out, though, for bacteria and germs. Uh-oh. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could mention, but I haven't time. Never let your ice cream melt and loosen two holes in your belt. I do thank you for your very kind attention.
From an electrically recorded needle-type Edison lateral, Bob Pierce and Etiquette Blues, recorded on August 15th, 1928. Etiquette Blues was written by Gail Grubb. Somehow I don't think Ms. Post would be amused. Anyway, as the ad says, sometimes you feel like a nut, so we'll have a couple of songs about nuts when we return right after this. Last week, October 2nd, marked the debut in 1950 of the comic strip Peanuts, created by Charles Schulz. The original strip featured the characters Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Patty, and Sherman, and ran in 9 newspapers. It grew to become the most read comic strip in the world, and even though Charles Schulz left us earlier this year, it probably still is. So here to commemorate Peanuts are some songs about peanuts. Peanuts the nut, not Peanuts the comic strip, starting off with Louis Armstrong.
Thank you. That's when I love for you, my dear. That's when I say for you, Marie. That's when I know my Cuban is in love. When my soul may be, then my Spanish, my world is hot, my real. Oh, Spanish, Spanish, Spanish,
I found a peanut, I found a peanut.
Where did you find it? Where did you find it?
Found it in my pocket, found it in my pocket.
What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna eat it, I'm gonna eat it.
What's it gonna taste like? What's it gonna taste like?
Looks like a peanut, tastes like a peanut, feels like a peanut, you gosh darn fool.
I got a sheep to hunt, ain't got no nose.
Well, how does he smell?
Oh, he smells terrible. I found a peanut, I found a peanut.
Where did you find it? Where did you find
well,
it?
Well, I found it in my pocket, I found it in my pocket.
What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna eat it, I'm gonna eat
it. What you gonna taste like? What you gonna taste
well,
like?
Well, it looks like a peanut, and it feels like a peanut, and it tastes like a peanut. You guys turn fool.
Slaving little oyster, slaving little oyster.
What you do to save them? What you do to save?
Say, I went a-fishing, I went a-fishing.
What about the oyster? What about the oyster?
Well, try kettle oyster, no kettle oyster. So I ate peanuts, you gosh darn fool.
Friedman and his Memphis Stompers. Snooks and Oscar Grohn doing the vocal there on I Found a Peanut. I'm not so sure that a peanut found in your pocket is going to taste much like a peanut, you gosh darn fool. That record was made on April 7th, 1932, and before that, Louis Armstrong and his Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra and The Peanut Vendor from an OK 78 recorded in Los Angeles on December 23rd, 1930. And where else are you going to hear Snooks Friedman and Louis Armstrong back-to-back but here on Rapidly Rotating Records? I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope you'll tune in each Sunday at 6 here on Island Radio KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. This past week on October 4th in 1881, Edward H. Laveau of Surrey, England, received a U.S. patent for his completely automatic player piano. I just love player pianos. Matter of fact, I've been known to go to the bank and get rolls of dimes to take to Knott's Berry Farm to play the player pianos situated throughout the park. And as a matter of fact, my wife and I met at the home of a mutual friend who had a player piano. We spent many an hour sitting together on the bench of that player piano, pumping the pedals. So here to wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are a couple of songs by Zez Confrey. The player piano figured prominently in the career of Zez Confrey. Beginning in his late teens, he made much of his living producing and editing piano rolls. By 1924, he was a major celebrity. His intricate composition, Kitten on the Keys, first published in 1921, had sold over 1 million copies. He had been featured on nearly 36 sound recordings and over 100 piano rolls. His popular songs were widely performed, and he was in constant demand as an accompanist, bandleader, and radio artist. Paul Whiteman even called Confrey America's finest pianist. Here is another of Confrey's compositions from 1921, Coaxin' the Piano.
Sweeps the land, be sure to hear it. It's called that piano roll band, with saxes, woodwinds, trumpets, and the thing that really does outstand, a player role that's featured right in that old piano roll band.
old-time ragtime musical treat. With a counter melody beat starts the dancers shaking their feet in the way that's simply grand. So attention, attention to quite the latest thing on hand. Don't wait another day, but hear that banner old band.
From September 1921, we heard Zez Confrey and Coaxin' the Piano. And from about 1943, Zez Vocally and the Old Piano Roll Band. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I invite your feedback. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 here on KISL with more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records and music to which you can't not tap your toes. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.